Alf and John will do this one called Think of What You've Done.
Like the flowers leave the day, loving you's been my life. Came labored in through, is it truth I've lost? Am I not the only one, after all this pain and sorrow? Darling, think of what you've done. In those hills I've learned to love. Let me stay there till I die. Is it true that I'm lost? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you know. Is it true that I'm lost? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you love.
Thank you very much. Now, folks, we'd like to have your attention right now. It's time for a commercial. So I'll do the first one, maybe a couple. You know, about a couple of years ago, me and all the fellas that you see here on the stage started going to Nashville, Tennessee, to the recording studios to record a double tape and a double CD. Well, 10 months later, we finished it up and released it. It's 36 songs, and it's on a tape, double tape and a double CD. It's already been acclaimed one of the top three recorded events of the 20th century, and it was, thank you, it won Album of the Year last year, and Pretty Polly, which Patty Loveless helped me do, was the number one song for about all the year last year, and a lot of good things I can say about it, but I'm going to try to remember all the folks that I can that helped me sing on this. Each one I mentioned's done one, and some done Patty and Vince done, Patty done three, and Vince helped me with two, I believe. We'll start off with Dwight Yoakam, Vern Godsdon, Vince Gill, Patty Loveless, Allison Krauss, Ricky Skaggs, Marty Stewart, Connie Smith, the Whites, the Marshall family, the Isaac family, and Jim Lauderdale, Tim O'Brien, and Laurie Lewis, Gillian Welch, and Bob Dylan, Porter Wagoner, BR-549, Diamond Rio, Junior Brown, the Kentucky Headhunters, and there's more if I could think. Clara Lynch, Rhonda Vincent. That's most of them, anyhow. We have that for sale today, and we're going to go back to the record table right after we get through here. And I'd like for you to come back and visit with us. If you don't want to buy nothing, we'll come back and shake hands with us. We'll be glad to have you. And something else now that is real special to me. In 1956, Brother Carter Stanley, the Stanley Brothers, drove into Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee one night about midnight, and we recorded 20 songs on a tape. Well, I never thought no more about that. It got lost, and about a year ago, we found it. And I released it. I released it on my own label, and you can't buy that anywhere except from me. And the reason that I done that is, see, I want all the profit. Might as well tell the truth, hadn't you? So now here's James Shelton with another commercial.
Thank you, Ralph. Folks, we'd like to tell you about Ralph's big 31st Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival, and that'll be coming up on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Stanley Brothers' old home place, and that's between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, down in the southwestern part of the state. And if you enjoy this old-time mountain-style music, you owe it to yourself to come and see where it all began, back when Carter and Ralph were growing up there in the 30s and 40s and starting their own kind of music. And we've got a great lineup this year. Of course, we'll be there all 3 days. We got Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, the Lewis family, Third Time Out, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Larry Sparks, the Lonesome River Band, and many more. And we have the handbills printed up and gives you all the information that's back there at the record table. I'd like to tell you, Ralph's got a lot more of the Stanley Brothers tapes and CDs, in addition to the one that he just told you about, a lot of the Star Day and King material from the late 50s and early 60s. And we got a brand new gospel album out called While the Ages Roll On, and Jack Cook will have that back there for sale. That's just out on Rebel Records. Ralph, too, has got his new album, Pretty Girl City Lights, and I think James Price has got some fiddle albums, and I've got some guitar tapes and CDs. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has all the Ralph Stanley caps, T-shirts, and bumper stickers. And this five-string banjo that Ralph is picking is the 50th anniversary Stanley Tone Signature Series banjo. And he's offering a limited number of these for sale. There's only going to be 30 of them ever made, ever. And we've already sold half of them. And Ralph, if you would, turn it around and show them the back of that pretty thing. The back of the banjo, Ralph. Who is that handsome man? Steve Sparkman will have the banjo back there at the record table, and he'll give you all the information on it if you're interested in owning one. Y'all have been a wonderful crowd here tonight, and we hope we can come back and see you again. Thank you.
Thank you. John Rigsby also has some tapes and CDs for sale back there, and John Rigsby has got a couple of mandolins for sale. He just got more mandolin than he needs. He's got a couple of good ones at a reduced price. Come back and see us right after we get ready and get down there. Have you enjoyed our part of the show today? Thank you. We're going to do the Orange Blossom Special. And after that, we'll say so long, good night, and may God bless you.